this is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle is the non-Disney version of the Jungle Book. It's just to say this is Rudyard Kipling's stories from the turn of the century, and by turn of the century I mean the turn of the other century, 1900s, not the 2000s. And what stands out is that it's not a children's book. So the characters, although the main character is a child who's growing up in the jungle, they're really adult themes. This is really a story of the Lion King, were it not made for children. This is a story of the dark side of the Jungle Book, really. It's fantastically visually stunning. Andy Serkis directs it. It's got Christian Bale, Cate Blanchett, fantastic voice acting. And the story itself is refreshing, and particularly considering that the audience is going to be very well aware of the Jungle Book. So how are they going to be surprised at the material that they've just seen? They've seen the original Disney film. They've seen the remake of the live-action Jungle Book with Bill Murray. And so this Legend of the Jungle, how does it distinguish itself? Well, it's probably a better live-action movie in that that sticks with you. It's memorable. It's potentially not for children on the way that we envision kids' movies in 2018. That's to say it's got violence. It doesn't shy away from the role of destruction, and it doesn't sort of hint at things. It sort of shows them the violence and the fear that wild animals should arguably evoke, and not just the wonder and sort of laughter. And that's, I guess, the definition of like a Disney-fied experience, which is to say it's made it safe. Like, this is sort of the argument for people falling off of national parks, taking selfies and being maimed by wild animals, is that there is not the same sense of fear and wonder mixed with awe that the natural world evokes in 2018 that it evoked in the year that Rudyard Kipling wrote his book, which is to say a time of explorers and exploiters, really, imperialist colonialism. And this telling of the tale kind of does show those elements in a way that they are, which is to say harsh, and that the world that mankind has created is to say a one that they've exploited for their own usage, and at the expense of animals, at the expense of resources, and at the expense of those without light skin. So really a good movie. Although it might be one where there's an audience expectations don't match up with the finished product, people probably won't expect to see such a harsh movie that looks like The Jungle Book.